The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, and Daniel Tang. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Another beautiful day in Midwestern Texas.
You're working so much because you're so popular, because you're such an incredible man and trainer.
I try.
No, you are. Well, you know, we've got a really badass, and when I say badass, I mean it with the utmost respect, show today. Seriously, we've got Liz Corwin on the air with Daniel Tang. She is a 14-year U.S. Navy officer and former F-18 Navy jet pilot. I was about to say pilot fighter. Somewhere I want to put fighter in there. I don't know why, but she still serves as a lieutenant commander in the Navy Reserves and works with the Naval War College Support Unit. She's going to be talking about her story, which is amazing. It was featured in yoga. What's the name? I've got it right here. Hold on. I'm looking at it. It's just the Yoga Journal.
What a badass job title.
I know, right?
And to be like, that's what I do.
So her story is a great one. She nearly lost her life and used meditation to get back control of her mind and her jet fighter and brought it safely down onto a, what do you call it?
Is it like a ship?
What's the word I'm trying to think?
A carrier. Yeah, just a carrier.
A carrier. Yeah. I was thinking there's more to the, like there's another word to, yeah, out in the middle of the, I believe it was in the Indian Ocean, but she is a rock star. Can't wait to talk to her. And of course, Johnny Bowden's coming up today too. He's going to be talking about the new cholesterol guidelines and then the new opioid that is 10 times stronger than fentanyl. It's like, are you kidding me? Unless I'm mistaken, and I'm pretty sure I'm not, of course I'm being facetious, that we have an opioid crisis in this country. What in the hell are we doing making an opioid that's 10, they say 8 to 10 times stronger than the ones that already exist?
Yeah, well, and I read an article and they're trying to spin it as if, because it's a tablet, so they're saying that it's going to reduce overdoses or misdosing in the hospitals, because that happens, I guess, often with fentanyl or morphine.
That's
people
scary.
Get too much.
That's another reason to never
go
to
die.
The hospital.
Yeah. So they're saying that since it's a tablet form, it's more controlled and you can, I don't know, they use it in the military and stuff. So I'm curious to see what Johnny's going to say.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah. No, well, he's always, you know, got lots to say.
They always spin it to make it sound like it's good, better, you know. So.
Yeah. I don't know how that could be any better with all the destruction that the drug has already caused. And we have alternatives. We really do. And so it's interesting. It is. But we also have Maura Davies on the show. She's on the line right now. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. A lot of people don't know what that acronym stands for. Of North Texas, and always a pleasure. Maura, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you so much.
Well, I love what we're talking about. I really do. I know I say that all the time, but I really, really do. We're talking about what makes phospice, which is foster hospice, worth it for animals. And I've actually done this several times in my life, and it was just kind of, you know, just kind of happened. I'm going down the road, and one of my favorite stories is Barney from Houston. And Barney, I found him on the side of the road. He was a big collie, and he was nothing but skin and bones. And he only lasted about 90 days after I brought him home. But what a delight. And I was telling the girls when we were preparing, you know, for today's show, I'm like, if you've never had the experience of taking care of an older animal that's, you know, got like three paws in the grave, that there's nothing that gives you greater, a greater experience of love and gratitude just for animals and how wonderful they are. It's one of the most beautiful experiences ever. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. It can be a daunting concept at first for some people, because you realize, well, wait a second, there is going to be that unknown regarding, you know, what condition does this animal have, what how long might they have. But when you start looking at it as focusing on what love that they're giving you and what love you're giving them for the time that they do have,
yeah,
it can be a vastly rewarding experience. We've had foster parents who, one person in particular that I'm thinking of, had their hospice dog pass away, and we were so worried because we know how heart-wrenching that is.
It is.
In love with these little guys, and their response really surprised us and made our days and weeks and months and whole years by saying, "No, it was a beautiful experience."
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yes, and they said, "I'm ready to help again." You know, short break, and I'll be right back. And
it's truly one of the most beautiful experiences. And I've also done mm-hmm. hospice myself a couple of times, and that as mm-hmm. well is one of the most beautiful experiences that you can have too. And just taking care of someone or some animal, person, whatever it is, anything that's sick and dying is so rewarding for you in the end and them. It's just like the most beautiful gift you could give someone.
It is. It really is. It's not something that a whole lot of that's offered in a whole lot of places, and so it's somewhat unique that the SPCA of Texas is doing this. There are other groups that do this as well. Certainly, locally to Dallas Fort Worth, there are many other wonderful groups, and I'm thinking of a couple of really special volunteers that work with the SPCA of Texas that have mm-hmm. big hearts that have done this in many times. But it's a gift. It is amazing, blossoming of love, and it's something that only, I think, really the most special people are able to give. But you go into it knowing, so at least there's that. And with the SPCA of Texas as part of our program, we help people the whole way. Our veterinarians are there helping people. Our staff is there helping people. So it's not like, you know, you're in this vacuum.
So, yeah, no, because I was thinking, you know, I know with Barney and a couple of other ones like Spunky, I'm thinking of, and then there was at one time somebody left a Cocker Spaniel, I've talked about this before, tied to my front door mm-hmm. when I came home and said, "Bernadette,"
aww.
It's somebody that knew me, probably from the pizza shop, and said, "Bernadette, I can't do this, but I know you will do it the right way." The mm-hmm. dog needed to be put to sleep, but but we gave it about a week or so, but it was, again, so rewarding. But I wanted to ask you, who coined the phrase FOSBIS?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that question. I know there were a few people here who talked about it, but I wish I knew. I think it's such a wonderful combination.
It's just
of
cute.
Hospice and foster, and it is so accurate. There are so many times when you try to mash up two words together where it doesn't work.
Yeah, like yesterday, I called it FOSBICE. I'm like, what is FOSBICE? Because I never read it before. But so let me ask you, how important is being loved at the end of an animal's mm-hmm. life?
It's incredibly important. We find in so many cases, no matter if the animal is from a rescue situation or, you know, someone's just unable to care for that animal, understandably, if it's just overwhelming or they don't have the resources or in any way that pet comes to the SPCA of Texas.
Wow.
That animal, it is part of what we do to help mm-hmm. provide exceptional care in a loving home. That's our mission, to provide exceptional care in a loving home to every animal.
Yeah.
To help make that possible. And we ask for our community to help partner with us to make it possible to give that love, so that whether an animal has seen any love at all and previously in their lives, or if they've been loved their whole life, that they have that at the end, that they know what it means to be cared for by a person. I go back to this. We domesticated animals a really long time ago, and I personally believe that it's humans' responsibility as the ones who domesticated these animals to provide for them.
Yeah.
Mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so one of the things that would prevent, I think, someone from doing this is the cost involved. These veterinarians mm-hmm. that volunteer, do they pay for the expenses as well for these animals?
Well, that's something that the SPCA of Texas does.
The
SPCA of Texas employs many wonderful, amazing, certified veterinarians who are some of the most incredible people you could meet. Those folks are here to help care for the animals as part of the entire SPCA of Texas organization. Mm. So,
how do we do this? Mm-hmm. So how can I become a foster? I might do it for Christmas. I'm serious.
It is a wonderful thing. And you can be a foster. You can be a foster temporarily. You could borrow a buddy over a weekend. You could become FOSBIS, where you're giving a commitment to be that pet's foster to the end of their life. It's super easy. Go to spca.org/ foster, and there's a huge button right at the top of that page that says sign up. And our
and are there pictures?
Can take you from there.
Of these?
There are pictures. There are pictures of various ways that you can become a foster. There's adoption ambassador, trust building and socialization, healing and comfort. It's a beautiful thing, and the SPCA of Texas provides you with the food, the medication, all that good stuff that you need to be that foster. So it's an amazing program, full of great people. Such a worthy thing.
Absolutely.
There are animals out there that need us. It helped expand the capacity of the SPCA of Texas to care for more animals.
Nice.
So, and it's bringing in and partnering with the community to be a part of that process and loving and caring for our animals.
Yeah, and I can tell you personally, and I know you've probably done it as well, I mean, it is the most rewarding thing that you could possibly do. You get such a benefit from it. It's almost a little addicting, really, because it is such a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It well, is. And just knowing that you're giving that pet the chance, especially for Fospis, to leave this earth with love.
Yep.
And not alone and not suffering somewhere by themselves.
Oh,
it's a gift.
It is. Thank you so much for jumping on the air today and just talking about this with us, Maura. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Help out the SPCA. Go to their website and you know what? Fospis a dog. Maybe for the holidays, look at different ones. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful gift to give to an animal and the earth. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Liz Corwin, Dr. Johnny Bowden, and Daniel Tagg. You're listening to One Life Radio. I got you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you, poop poop be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Liz Corwin on the line. She is a 14-year U.S. Navy officer and former F-18 Navy jet pilot. Today, she still serves as a lieutenant commander in the Navy Reserves and works with the Naval War College Support Unit. She began teaching yoga to the military community while on deployment in 2008 aboard the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier, sharing her practice and experience with other pilots and friends. Since then, she has continued traveling the world, teaching yoga to our military community, and Liz uses her storytelling, personal history, and yoga teachings to inspire self-healing and vulnerability across both the yoga and the military communities. She has recently been featured in Yoga Journal magazine and is the creator of Walkabout Yoga, Yoga Retreats, a creator of Yoga for Military Warriors, videos and partnerships with Guyam and the Give Back Yoga Foundation, and is the cover model for Beryl Bender Birch's book, Yoga for Warriors. Such an honor to have you on the shore, or on the shore, listen to me, on the show. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited, Liz. I'm so impressed with you, I can't even tell you. And everyone, you can find her at walkaboutyoga.com. I feel like I want to salute you.
No need for that. Okay. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh my gosh. Well, when I read your story in the Yoga Journal, I was like, oh my God, this woman is a badass. We have got to get her on the show to tell her story. So tell us a little bit about how and why you got into the Navy and what your experience was like.
So, oh yeah. All right. That takes it. I got to backtrack then a while. I did ROTC in college, which is basically a college program where they pay for your university. And then when you graduate, you're an officer immediately in the U.S. military, either in the Navy or Army or Air Force. And so when I was doing that, you know, I think it's about your sophomore, junior year. They're like, okay, well, what do you want to be in the military? Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, like being a pilot sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that does sound cool. So you're one of the kids that walked around in the military uniform in like your junior and senior year, right?
Yeah, but I made sure to plan it so that I had as little classes on. So Thursdays was like the day we had to wear a uniform.
Oh, okay.
So I would like make sure that I had like no classes on Thursday because for some reason I was so embarrassed to be like that student on campus.
Yeah.
In college. And I was trying to kind of like, I guess I was always a little bit rebellious with the military stuff. But so that was what I did in college. And so then when I graduated, I immediately went down to and started flight school for the Navy.
Can I just brag about you? Because I have to read this story. I mean, I'm going to read it from the Yoga Journal. It says, in July 2010, U.S. Navy pilot Liz Corwin was flying her F-18 fighter jet on a combat mission over Afghanistan at 350 knots. She had been in the air for 7 hours and was struggling with the little handheld urinal that female pilots use to relieve themselves mid-flight. And suddenly, to her left, she caught glimpse of her wingman just 50 feet away. The pair were on converging paths, and they were so close, in fact, that she could clearly see the control panel inside his cockpit and the squadron's mascot painted on his helmet. Taking a deep breath, she called on her 8 years of aviation training and yanked the jet's control stick toward her, flipping the plane upside down in an aggressive attempt to avoid a collision. But the turbulence told her it was too late, and as she glanced out of her cockpit, there was no question her wingtip was missing. And I'll just jump forward. Ultimately, she delivered the best carrier landing of her life. You called it a perfect pass. And so I read that and I think, oh my God, you know, I feel like I'm talking to like a superhero or something.
Well, you make it sound a lot more exciting than it felt in the moment.
Well, I'm looking at Daniel. Daniel, what do you think about this? Daniel's a badass too. So I you know.
My thought was actually, had you started urinating to where you actually dumped it on yourself?
Yeah.
That was my first thought.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was actually one of the more embarrassing parts of that story. And I really, you know, when Yoga Journal called me, they originally called me to talk about just, you know, where is yoga in the military? And, you know, I kind of was explaining how, well, you know, with the military, like it can be so competitive and so stressful that yoga really helped me. And they were like, oh, can you give me an example? And I kind of started to just haphazardly get into that story a little bit, and they were like, stop right there, like we need to know everything. And I'm like, oh Jesus, here we go, you know, like,
yeah,
I wasn't expecting it to really kind of take the legs it did. And honestly, like, at first I was a little bit, you know, uncomfortable sharing all the rest of it, and
yeah,
then I realized that it needs to be shared. It's the honesty, you know, the authenticity and the vulnerability of like what was actually happening in the jet at that moment, and mm-hmm. everything that led up to it. So so I'm glad that I got that little kind of shove to tell the full story, and I've received such feedback from it that,
yeah,
I'm so glad that I did.
I'll leave it to Daniel to think of that though, because that's who, you know, he's like a man's man. He's a wildland firefighter, all that stuff.
I was looking at the contraption I had finished, and I was kind of looking at it, and I'm like, how does it not spill?
That's funny.
Same question afterwards.
Well,
but
you
that's a different show topic.
That's a different show.
Because it's very.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll have to come back and tell, because I know we're going to run out of time because we're having such a wonderful talk here. You know, so what are some of the tribulations you went through, if any, being a woman in a predominantly man's world, being, a Navy jet pilot?
Well, you know, that's a pretty. That could take so many different angles, but it's definitely the kind of thing where everything you do is under a microscope, you know? You don't get the luxury of kind of blending in ever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even when you're just making a radio call, you know, I'd be coming back to land on the aircraft carrier wherever, and, you know, I'd come onto the radio and say something, and of course, everybody immediately knew. They're like, oh, well, there's Rodeo O'Connor Liz. Like, they can... You know, whereas if I have a guy's voice, you kind of can blend in a little bit more, mm-hmm. especially if you say something stupid accidentally.
So
I think that that's kind of one of the biggest things, is that you just have this extra spotlight on you. So
yeah.
When you do things well, you know, it's highlighted. But when you do things wrong, it's also highlighted.
Yeah. You know, what I'm thinking here is that you have, you're very feminine. You have a very feminine voice, and people, particularly men, I think underestimate the power of a woman, even if, because a woman can be very, very feminine and still be very, very strong. And I don't think a lot of guys get that.
Yeah. And I think honestly, it's taken me some time to, back in my 20s, it was a lot more of my rebel side that was like just trying to prove. And honestly, that's why I even got into the military and aviation, I think, as a pilot, because I'm pretty small, 5'5", you know, 115-pound girl. And I mm-hmm. just wanted to just shake the system a little bit and prove that, you know, a young, small female could do what the guys did. And I guess I kind of had that in me growing up forever. But it was one of those things where, so, you know, I showed up on the aircraft carrier for the first time, and I got a talking to because they were like, you can't look like that. And I'm like, all I have on is a little bit of mascara and eyeliner. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
because, mm-hmm.
of course, the military has rules against makeup that's too colorful, which I get, and I respected that. And I've never been much for that anyway. But it's definitely something where that added femininity also just draws more attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So... It would be easier if I maybe didn't embrace it as much as I did, but mm-hmm. I kind of like stirring the pot a little bit in terms of making people realize that you could still be that and do all the same things.
Yeah, that's called being a leader, which is what you are, and I respect you so much. Well, I have to ask you this. Would you say that your yoga and meditation practice strengthened your mental stamina as a fighter pilot and self-discovery of just how strong you really are?
Well, I really found yoga when I was in flight school getting yelled at all the time.
Okay.
You know, just so competitive and so stressful. And it was really, at the time, it was an escape. It was the only place I could be where I felt like there were no eyes on me, you know, and
mm-hmm.
judging. And I think that yoga actually, yes, it helped me find strength, but I think more than anything, and this is something that I like to share now, is that it taught me the tools of forgiveness. And specifically, like, self-forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much ego in that business. And not always bad. I mean, it's ego that you need to have to perform sometimes. So
yeah.
I don't want to use the word as it's always a negative thing. But at the same time, there needs to be that other side of it that when you do screw up in life or when you do have these pitfalls or when something kind of knocks you on your butt, you can forgive yourself enough to be like, you know what, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think yoga really helped me find that space of loving myself for all the imperfections that were kind of brought up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it just created this really healing, self-reflective slow down enough to really look at the bigger picture.
I love it.
And that's really where it came into play for me.
Yeah. So. Well, you're so well spoken about it as well. I'm so impressed. I really am. It's been such a pleasure talking with you. I have one more question because we're going to have to go to break, unfortunately. But how is yoga being used to help U.S. veterans?
So there's a lot of amazing, amazing organizations. And I would, you know, there's a bunch of links on my website, which I'll send you guys to just because there's so much free stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
It is being, you know, there's a lot of different avenues that it's taking in terms of some people are using it for the, you know, PTSD side and the TBI, traumatic brain injury. I work more with the active duty population, trying to give people the toolkits while they're still in, you know, serving.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many organizations out there. You know, we are starting to see more of the military start to take it more seriously in terms of just the healing and also the preventive care that it can provide to veterans,
mm-hmm.
not just veterans, but active duty reservists and everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a ton of organizations out there. That's why I coordinate and I'm an ambassador with some of them. One of them is the Give Back Yoga Foundation. There's Connected Warriors, Warriors of Ease, Warriors for Healing. I work with a great guy called Chris Etter, and he has a company called Mala for Vets. And he's a veteran speaks openly about his PTS. And he actually makes mala beads now for the yoga community and does a bunch of give back and stuff. But so there are a lot of veterans that are kind of transitioning over. And I think it's equally as important. And I just want to end with this. It's equally as important, I think, for the yoga community and the civilian population to have these veterans that are now starting to share yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really do believe in this kind of like bridging the divide of like
yeah.
being able to talk and having both sides kind of understand each other a little
mm-hmm.
bit more. I think sometimes our community, it's hard to talk about military issues because people don't know the right questions to ask.
Right.
No. And so they're a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I just see all these veterans now that are practicing yoga and teaching and sharing it. My teacher, Ann Richardson Stevens, does a lot with military community in Virginia Beach. And so it's just this beautiful network that I see starting to kind of combine those two worlds a lot more.
Yeah. Well, it's been great having you on the show. You're welcome back anytime to talk yoga or anything else you want to. Liz Corwin, thank you so much. I really appreciate you jumping on the air with us.
It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Same
thank
here.
You.
All right, everyone. You can find Liz Corwin at walkaboutyoga.com. That's walkaboutyoga.com. We're going to break. We'll be right back with Dr. Johnny Bowden. You're listening to One Life Radio. It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H-Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. Two or three sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put four in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy three and get one free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Daniel Tagg, and I've got Dr. Johnny Bowden on the line. He's also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster and is a nationally known expert on weight loss and health and has been seen on Dr. Oz, The Doctors, and every major television network. He is the best-selling author of 15 books, including The Great Cholesterol Myth. I have it right here with me. I love Dr. Johnny. He has earned 6 certifications in personal training and fitness and has a master's degree in psychology, a PhD in holistic nutrition, and is a board certified by the American College of Nutrition. You can find him on his website, johnnybowden.com. That's JONNYBOWDEN, johnnybowden.com. How are you doing today, Dr. Johnny?
I'm great, Bernadette. Diamond Gray. Hi, everybody.
We're good well. We're doing really well.
Good.
And sorry, we went a little over with Liz Corwin, the fighter pilot. It was so exciting. I don't know if you heard it, but
I didn't. I just got on right now, but I'm sure it was.
Yeah, no, it's always great to have you in studio. So we're talking
today,
or not in studio, on the air, or in studio. You know, you're always welcome.
One of these days, I'll take you up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking again about the new cholesterol guidelines, continued from a couple of weeks ago, and then the new opioid that's been released by Big Pharma, 10 times stronger than fentanyl. So let's go to the new cholesterol guidelines first. What do you want our listeners to know?
What you have to understand here is that this is a doubling down on a theory that's past its expiration date. We have been arguing, when I first published The Great Cholesterol Myth with cardiologist Stephen Sinatra in 2012, the contrarian view that cholesterol was being overemphasized in heart disease prevention. That view was beginning to really get some traction. We were hardly the only people talking about that. There has been a growing murmur. Every time we gave a presentation, like at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine or at the American College of Nutrition, doctors would come up to us and say, you know, we've suspected this. We don't know why they're so pushing these statin drugs. This is not really what we should be doing to prevent heart disease. So there was a growing concern about this emphasis on cholesterol and statin drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been growing exponentially since 2012. And what these guys have done, you know, I wrote about this on a blog, and I'll give you a great example. When I grew up in New York City, I used to walk by Columbia University, and there would be these two big statues, these gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of symbolized excellence and academic insight and all of this great stuff Columbia was about. But when the student revolutionaries came around in 1968 and they started, you know, the SDS and taking over Columbia, the gargoyles became like a symbol of everything that was staid and unyielding and old white men, you know, if you will,
yeah.
And that kind of concept. Well, the American Medical Association is being run by the gargoyles. It's the same kind of situation.
Yeah.
They were unmovable. They grew up in a time when, still this time, when the drug companies influenced medical education enormously and were involved in their education from the time that they first, entered medical school. And they grew up in a time when everybody believed that cholesterol caused heart disease and the only way to stop it was with statin drugs. And that partnership exists to this day. It's a $31 billion a year industry.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the new cholesterol guidelines show no interest in any of the research of the last 10 years, no interest in any of the debunking research that's shown that cholesterol is not the big problem we thought it was. And what it really looks like to me is a marketing plan for statin drugs.
Well,
they've lowered the numbers even more. They've been even more aggressive. They've doubled down. Oh, yes, we've got to get it down at any price. And they even recommend statin drugs at any dosage just to get the cholesterol down. And I guess the message to you guys out there is, hold on, there's a new administration coming. I'm not sure when it's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wait for these guys to die out. But believe me, that is not the consensus opinion of the functional medicine community and the community that actually looks at heart disease not just as a symptom that can be cured with a statin drug, but as a whole lifestyle approach. And lowering cholesterol is probably the least important thing to do when you're trying to prevent heart disease.
Well, I know we only have a couple of minutes because you have something coming up, but I wanted to get to this because I've been thinking a lot about Alzheimer's and what the connection is and what's causing it, why the increase. And I was reading in your book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, about statin drugs and your brain, memory thinking, and Alzheimer's. What do statin drugs do to the brain?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Statin drugs do a lot of things and have a lot of potential side effects, and most of them are not reported. And I go over that in the book. There's very good research from Stanford University that backs that up, that doctors just don't believe their patients, that they've been so well marketed to that
mm-hmm.
when a person has a symptom, they go, oh, that's just old age, Mr. Jones. Oh, you're losing your memory now. That's not the Crestor. That's not the Lipitor. That's just old age.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been so kind of acclimated to that that they don't even recognize many of the symptoms as being caused by the statin drugs that they're prescribing. Now, does everybody who takes a statin lose their memory? Of course not. However, there is documented stuff in the research, including by a NASA scientist named Dwayne Graveline, who you probably had on the show, who actually had an extreme case of lost memory. I mean, there's an actual name for it, which escapes me right now, but it's a neurological condition totally related to the statin drugs. And when he got off them, he wrote this book about it. And so, yes, there is definitely memory loss is definitely one of the side effects, as is muscle pain, as is loss of libido. You know, there's a whole host of them.
Right.
And I think people would be shocked to know the risks that they take for the very little benefits that they get.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it depletes, if I'm not mistaken, statins also deplete your body's stores of coenzyme Q10, which is in every cell in the body, right?
100% true, and it's the greatest irony because coenzyme Q10 is so important for the heart. And here we are giving this medicine to help the heart, and it actually depletes one of the nutrients that the body needs to have a healthy running heart. It's just crazy.
It is crazy. Love having you on the show. Sorry about the short time. You'll have to come back.
No problem. I'm about, by the way, you'll love this because the thing that I'm doing a heart out for is I'm going to interview Dr. David Perlmutter.
Oh,
so
nice.
Speaking of Alzheimer's and connections, maybe we'll talk about that next time. I'm going to pick his brains about those subjects.
Well, tell him I said hello, and I respect him so much. I would love to have him on the show.
Yeah, he's great.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Johnny. Thank you so much.
You too.
All right. Everyone, you can find Dr. Johnny Bowden at johnnybowden.com. That's JONNYBOWDEN. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
I like that.
It's in the movie back
in time. What song is this? I'm terrible. I can't remember.
Power of Love.
I know it's Power of Love.
Know it, though.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Well, here's the power of One Life Radio. Welcome back, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, and Daniel Tagg. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. It is a all natural, premium, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all their products. And of course, Squatty Potty. It makes the best Christmas present. You can go to squattypotty.com/onelife to get 15% off. And they have a couple of new models. Check them out at squattypotty.com. The modern day toilet is convenient, but but it has one major fault. It requires you to sit, and that's not good, especially if you're little. Check out the Squattipotamus as well. And of course, the H-Hemp Company, you know, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics tested by third parties to ensure no pesticide, solvents, or any other contaminants. It's non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients. And we have a special right now at the H-Hemp Company. And you want to tell our listeners about it, Lexi?
Yeah, they're running a special through the end of the year. You go to hemp.com, put four of the Super Breath Blast sprays in your cart, and then put in the code OLR1 and you get one free.
Mm-hmm. It's a great
and they're real little. You can just put them in your pocket, you could put them in your purse.
No, absolutely. And the delivery of CBD oil in your system because of the bioavailability is important, and sublingual is actually one of the best ways to get that. So their tinctures and like their CBD oil is really a good delivery system, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So what does sublingual mean?
Under the tongue.
That area under your tongue.
Okay.
As highly absorbent.
Cool.
And immediately takes in whatever you put under there.
So when I spray it, I should spray it underneath my tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, spray it underneath your tongue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They also have like topicals. They have creams and stuff.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. And that's also, you know, the derma is a great way to absorb. People don't realize their skin is like a sponge. What you put on your skin ends up inside your body as well. So, yeah. But I also wanted to give a shout out to Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. I always have great recipes. I'm looking at mine. I've got it right here. It's a beautiful cover with like it says celebrate the season. It's got all kinds of really great stuff in it. Check it out. And of course, the Well-Being Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of life. Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. I have been reading this publication for years, you guys, and it has some of the most informational and educational articles and introduced me to a ton of our regular guest experts on the show. So check it out at the wellbeingjournal.com. All right, Daniel, I have been thinking about this for weeks. You've got me obsessed with this, okay? Yeah. Being prepared in my car when I drive, especially for the holiday season and for the winter coming up. Mm-hmm. People don't realize how quickly things can go sideways on them.
Well,
right?
Bern, yeah, she called me yesterday after the show, and she's like, I didn't mean to call you for this, but just a thought. You need to, like, keep things in your car in case you go into labor, like, you know, blankets and
have your
anything.
Go bag for labor.
Yeah, and I was like, that's a good point.
No, you really do. And, like, a backup for
like
your phone.
Towels and
like,
everything.
For your phone, too, you know, because I was stuck in traffic. I'm always stuck in traffic, but this particular day I had to get my daughter by 3:20, okay, when she gets out of school, and my phone was dead and it wouldn't charge and the traffic was horrendous. I had no way to communicate with her, and Marie had actually given me a backup,
like a portable phone
charger. Yeah, like a portable phone charger, and I haven't done it yet, so I didn't have it with me, and I was thinking, I wish I had that with me, but that could become very critical.
That's huge. Like, they have a saying in the military and in survival in general, one is none, two is one. With anything that takes batteries. Anything that takes batteries.
Say that again. One is none.
Two is one.
Gotcha.
So meaning bring a backup.
Bring extra batteries. Yeah.
Yeah. So always have that charger in your car outside of, you know, normal charge. Mm-hmm. I always have a cable charger in my car that'll charge my phone up. That's where I do most of my charging since I drive so much.
Yeah, no, but, me too. And yeah. But I had let it go completely dead here in the studio and got in the car, and it took forever to charge it up. But little things can really be make a big difference when you're trying to survive.
Yeah, just like a little headlamp, right? If you have to change a flat tire at night, and like a flashlight's good, but the headlamp I found, and I've used it several times on my own vehicles, it's nice if you got to check something in the engine or you got to use your hands to move around. Having the headlamp is huge versus just a regular flashlight.
Well, and you know what I just remembered? I forgot to introduce you. Oh. I was remiss. I apologize. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in the orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training, as well as muscle activation techniques. He is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts with three different martial arts systems. He was a wildland firefighter, and he's just an all-around badass. So, yeah. And I love having you on the show. This is an important subject, being prepared for holiday travel or just travel in general. So what are some of the things that you must keep in your car in case you break down?
Water and food, number one thing.
Water and food. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, gotcha. One of those fire shelter blankets. Not fire shelter blankets. They're space blankets.
Yeah, like the one you gave to Elizabeth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then like a small blanket, an extra jacket, gloves, hat.
Yeah, and if I remember, you said the first thing you need to do is seek shelter. That's the most important thing.
If you're out in the wilderness, yes. Yeah. But if you're in your car, that is shelter. So you have shelter already. So that's actually kind of nice. Then it's water. Then it's food as far as survival needs. Heat is going to be big. So if you're in the car, that's why blankets, that space blanket and or extra blankets in there is going to be huge.
Because
you have shelter, but you're not guaranteed that shelter is going to be warm.
Well, and like you said, food and water. Water being more important than food because your body can't even, well, both. But your body really can't keep warm without water circulating it, kind of like a radiator, right?
Correct.
Cool and or,
about,
right?
Yeah, and about the survival rate is like 3 days without water, maybe four, and you're not going to survive. Versus you can last over a month without food if you really have to.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that people... what are some of the big mistakes they make when they travel?
So big thing is they just don't plan ahead. And something else that I want to keep that you should keep in there is a little fire extinguisher. I had a friend that their car.
Do they make a little fire extinguisher?
Yeah, it's just like a, you know, it's not like a huge big one that you would have in your house. It's just like a mini size. I have one in my kitchen and then one in my vehicle.
Because
if your vehicle catches on fire with electrical spark or something, you want to be able to put it out real quick. Otherwise, you'll lose your vehicle.
Well, you know what? That's so funny you should say that. About, I'm going to say, oh my gosh, like 7 years ago, I was at the Whole Foods on Loma Alto in the tollway and my car caught on fire, and it was a pretty new car too. And it caught on fire, and my little Nia was 3 years old at the time. She was in the back seat. I quickly got her out, and two Southwest Airline pilot guys just happened to be walking by and immediately took control of of the whole situation and saved us and the car. So
and if you have all these things, that these lists that I've gone through the last couple times, like, you need to know where the items are. It means nothing to have a fire extinguisher if you don't know exactly where it is and you reach and get it out immediately. Know how to undo the safety pin, know how to work it, because otherwise when you're stressed, you're going to forget anyway. So you got to practice getting it. You got to practice getting undone and ready to fire.
Wow.
Otherwise, it's useless.
Where should you keep the fire extinguisher?
Where I keep it is in the right behind the driver's side seat. There's usually like a little cubby right there. I keep it right there. So I would get out of the vehicle and I can reach for it right there. I always have it in whatever vehicle I'm going in. And if I have multiple vehicles, so like I'll switch my gear from one vehicle to the next if I go to different vehicles.
You're so serious. Is this how your dad was? Is he the one responsible for teaching you all this stuff?
Not all of it. He always taught me to keep a blanket in the back and some other things. But I've been in a lot of situations where I needed stuff and I didn't have it. I've been stranded up in the wilderness for a couple weeks and I ran out of food. I had water because it was snowing. But
I saw a wool blanket that was all like, it was very outdoorsy, like it should have had the Daniel Tagg blanket written on it with these leather straps around it. Yeah. It was like an army wool blanket. That's kind of the type of blanket.
Wool is really good in cold and wet situations.
Right. But wet too?
Wool is better in wet, yes. Whereas cotton's horrible in wet. Like cotton jeans are like the worst things to wear in wet weather and cold weather.
Wow.
So I've just been in a lot of situations where I wasn't prepared, and I don't want to be that way anymore, so I've learned how to be prepared.
Okay, so we're talking about holiday travel. Mm-hmm. What should someone wear when traveling in a plane?
So that's something else that people don't think about. You need to have long-sleeve shirt, long-sleeve pants, because if the plane goes down, there's going to be glass, there's going to be debris. You want things covering up your arms and your legs. You want to
I'll be
wear...
dead of a heart attack, so I won't have to worry about that. But
you want to wear less flammable material, like 100% polyester, nylon, wool, or silk. Nomex is actually very good as well, or Kevlar. There are clothes made with those. Those are more for firefighting, but they do make them for civilians as well. And you want no cotton or polyester blends or rayon. I believe that's how you pronounce that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. This might sound like a crazy question, but are there some things that you should have with you on the plane just in case it went down?
Yes, for one.
Because I read a book a couple of years ago about they started eating one another up in the mountain.
Yeah, have a little thing with some
they
food.
They made a movie.
Have a backpack with a little bit of food and water, small first aid kit, extra glove and jacket, and then make sure you wear no open-toed shoes, no sandals, no open-toed shoes. It's tennis shoes or boots.
Okay. Well, we're going to put this in our newsletter. How's that sound?
Yes, that's
so for
awesome.
Everyone out there wanting to, you know, get all this, they don't have to remember all of it if you're driving, which you probably are. And we'll put it in our newsletter at oneliferadio.com. Thank you so much, Daniel. Always a pleasure. Love having you in studio. Everyone, you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast as well. Again, another big shout out to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.